This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We hear a lot about kids and bullying. Not so much, though, about bullying and grown-ups. Enter now the Miami Dolphins of the National Football League. Dolphins offensive lineman Richie Incognito has been suspended indefinitely for what are reported to have been racist and threatening text messages that he sent to teammate Jonathan Martin. Martin has left the team. The Dolphins and the NFL say they are investigating. But football is not the only job with a bullying problem, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill tells us.
Workplace bullies are everywhere. Google it and you'll find groups like the Boss Whispering Institute working with aggressive execs. Dr. Laura Croshaw is the boss whisperer.
I worked with a surgeon once who, during the surgery, would become so frustrated with the assistants that he would shout at them and throw instruments, which does not bode well for the patient.
Or anyone else in the OR. She says a lot of the bullies she works with aren't evil people. They often have been treated badly in the past.
You think of organisms that, when threatened, to respond with fight or flight. These are people who fight.
According to research from the Society for Human Resources Management, half of businesses in the U.S. report bullying in their workplace. We're talking people who harass and intimidate, isolate, are cruel. Not the jerk in the next cubicle or the boss that once lost his temper. Dr. Gary Namy heads the Workplace Bullying Institute. He says there are a couple of reasons workplace bullying is common.
It's sort of the American style of management, aggression.
Top-down, take-charge bosses are rewarded. Toughness is revered.
The trouble is we don't draw the line at cruelty. We don't have the systems in place to recognize it and distinguish it from what people really need to do to manage.
And he says young workers who get beat up on by bosses and are expected to keep quiet about it?
That's the kind of person who, when they are promoted, cannot wait to be a boss to basically reverse all those trends and get back and say, now I'm a boss, and now all hell shall break loose.
All of this workplace bullying has costs. Some people will just leave. Exhibit one, 6'5", Jonathan Martin. Other times, says Georgetown business professor Christine Porath.
It sucks the cognitive resources away from people so they can't concentrate as well.
And she says bullying can spiral and spread if no one steps in to address it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.